It's the Tad and Leslie Morning Show on WMGF HD1, Mountora, Orlando, an iHeartRadio station.
It is Thursday, January 25th, 2024. Happy Friday, Junior. That's what we love to call it around here because we're just one day closer to Friday. Okay.
I love it. One more sleep into the weekend.
Thank you, Leslie Gale. Lot going on. Let's get to it. Leslie Gale, things you need to know this Thursday morning.
Okay, so listen, I know if you're headed to the airport, you work at the airport, you're flying in, you're flying out. I know we have a lot of stories from the airlines lately, and we have another one today involving a Delta flight. Apparently, a Boeing 757 taxiing down the runway in Atlanta. The wheels came off. The nose wheel came off and then rolled down the hill. There were 172 passengers on board. They were headed to Bogota, Colombia. Nobody was hurt. I think we flew out. We flew from here to we went to Miami. But I said they flew out of Atlanta. The plane was towed off the runway. Everyone was taken off and put back on.
Let me just say this. You know, there have been a lot of I don't want to say accidents, but a lot of
mishaps,
inconsistencies with flying and whatnot. But also look at it this way. There's a lot of flights that take off around the world every single day
that are safe.
And you're only hearing about not even a handful of things that happen. So
it's still safer again, flying than driving,
If you're on your way to the airport, don't freak out. Don't worry. We don't tell you the stuff to worry you. It's, you know, we just want to let you know what's going on in the world.
And most of these things, nobody was hurt. It's just kind of like, it's frustrating for the airline industry.
It's a lot safer to fly than it is to drive, especially if you're driving on I-4.
Right, here's some good news. A vaccine to eradicate cancer cells could be a reality within many of our lifetimes. The biotech company known as Orbis is developing a shot that would be individualized to the patient. Normally, your immune system doesn't recognize cancer cells as foreign, and so it allows them to grow and replicate. But this shot would use your tumor cells, reintroducing them into your body in a way that your immune system would perceive them like an infection. And then you could then treat it.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be something? Because you know they're making such great strides with so many things.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, remember growing up 30, 40 years ago when you gave your money to cancer research and stuff. Now you're seeing all the, you know, like just like the Marlo Thomas commercial. She's like, when my dad, Danny Thomas, started this, the survival rate was 20% for kids' juvenile cancer. Now it's 80% and growing even higher. And in some cancers, it's much higher than that.
Nice.
Okay, so streaming services, you know, with Netflix taking on the WWE and stuff, do you have Netflix or do you pay for that?
I was borrowing it, and then I became one of the people that no longer has it in their house because they were borrowing it from somebody else.
Well, they're saying, is streaming services, are they cheaper than cable? They looked at many different ways of looking at it because streaming services are going up. But still, the use, if you had Netflix, Hulu, Max, HBO Max, CBS Peacock, they all raise their prices. But even if you put them together, they're still less than an average cost of the cable.
How much do you pay for your cable?
Our cable?
You can write it down if you don't want to say it.
Okay, I'll tell you. I'm not gonna tell you who provides it, but we have cable. We don't even have, just for the cable for Spectrum.
Right.
Ooh,
right.
I did say.
Okay, you want to write it down now?
a month.
Okay, yeah, I pay close to that too.
Oh wow, we're $17 apart.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. But it's the way I get my. I like to watch local news.
And she loves Spectrum. Thank you, Leslie. There's things you need to know this morning. Lionel Richie, Earth, Wind, and Fire. We'll get you to that show coming up at 6:15. It's Magic 107.7. Chad and Leslie, it is Magic 107.7. There is a new Space Dunk Oreo that's hitting stores next week. And they're doing Oreo's doing like a sweepstakes.
Uh-huh.
Where you can enter to take a seat tethered to a giant space balloon, or you can get yourself $125,000. I think I'd take the money.
I know. Although a trip on the space balloon does sound kind of cool, doesn't it?
Liftoff.oreo.com is the website.
Well, hold on, I have the link. Let me click it.
Please do not attempt to shut down or restart your computer. Doing that may lead to data loss and identity theft.
Wait a minute.
The computer lock is aimed to stop illegal activity.
What?
Please call our support immediately. Important security message.
So what does the message say over there?
But the message says, security warning, you must contact us immediately so that our engineers can walk through the removal process over the phone. Your computer is disabled. Contact support. But yeah. Do they really mean hot, or do we just unplug it and plug it back in?
I don't know, Leslie.
I've never had this happen. I mean, I was looking up Oreos, the new cosmic...
Oh, is that what we're calling it now?
Okay. Chad and Leslie.
Chad and Leslie, Magic 107.7. Our good friend Gabe from Opera Orlando is on the phone.
Hey, Chad. How are you?
Hey there, Gabe.
Hey, Leslie. How are you?
I thought we could do the whole thing in song, but as I was practicing the questions that we had for you, Chad's...
I said, absolutely not.
He said, please stop.
No.
Oh, so that's too bad.
I had big hopes and stuff for this, the uniqueness of this interview, Gabe, but I guess you're just going to have to stick to the facts.
I kiboshed it.
Yep. Once again.
I'll do the best I can.
Chad likes to keep my talents to a minimum.
I like to kill Leslie's dreams as often as I can.
That's the word on the street that he holds you back.
Totally holds me back.
Dream killer. That's me.
Chad, dream killer pitch.
That is me.
Jeez, ouch.
So our good friend Gabe on the phone, he is the general director over at Opera Orlando, and they've got Frida, which is the latest.
So cool.
Latest show.
Just saw some behind the scenes pictures too on somebody's social media of the sets.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. We're all getting unibrows for the production.
Tell us all about it, because everyone's heard Frida, but what is exactly the production?
Frida Kahlo, iconic Mexican artist, fashion icon. But you dig into her life and you realize it was very tumultuous. She was diagnosed with polio at a young age, was in a bus accident that left her basically a cripple her whole life. And yet she had this amazing career. She also had difficulties with her husband, Diego Rivera, who at the time was an even more famous artist. He was a muralist, commissioned by Rockefeller to do Man of the Crossroads at Rockefeller Center. So the opera kind of goes into the ups and downs of her life, both her health ups and downs, her marital ups and downs, her artistic ups and downs. And the music is gorgeous.
We've all seen a picture of Frida in our lives at some point.
On a coffee table book. Yeah, we've all thumbed through her work.
Either that or maybe, a picture on a wall, but never really going into the history of her life.
And so the way it's set up in the opera is that there's this foreshadowing that death is always following her around. Mm. Because she did die very young because of her health problems. Mm. And that's why a lot of her artwork was so expressionist.
Okay, so...
The production is running this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday over at Steinmetz Hall at Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts.
Mm. It's a beautiful, beautiful production. And then the Orlando Philharmonic is in the pit.
I love the fact that we have a thriving arts community right here in our own backyard. And
it's growing.
Opera Orlando does such a phenomenal job of getting you out there to see productions like this that you won't see anywhere else. Mm.
And tickets start at only $29. They are going fast, though. So don't wait till the day of. We might sell out.
Thank you, Gabe.
Again, Frida, it is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can go to operaorlando.org and get your tickets. And as always, Gabe from Opera Orlando, we love speaking with you. And by all means, anytime you have any kind of production, please give us a call.
Our door is open.
Likewise. See you at the opera, guys.
Okay, see you at the opera, Gabe.
Thanks, Gabe. 64 Degrees, Chad and Leslie, Magic 107.7. And now it is time to play...
Generational Jeopardy!
Let's meet our players this morning. We have Amanda, the millennial from Celebration. She played yesterday. She's back for the second and final time this morning. Amanda's taking on Bonnie, the Gen Xer from Ocala. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, here's the way it works. You have 7 seconds to answer the question. First to get two right, we'll score tickets to go see Janet Jackson when she comes back to Kia Center for the Together Again tour with Nelly. And since Amanda, the millennial, was first called, Amanda, you got the first question. Good luck to you both, ladies. Here we go.
I got my bell. Ready?
Go.
Okay, sorry. Late to the party.
Yep.
Okay, here we go, Amanda. What song do Meg Ryan and Anthony Edwards, known as Goose, sing together in Top Gun, Amanda?
Oh. Really?
Yep.
Oh, no.
Yep, 7 seconds right there. The question goes down to Bonnie, the Gen Xer. Bonnie, do you know the answer to that?
I don't. My husband's going to kill me. He loves that movie.
Yeah, the correct answer is Great Balls of Fire. Great Balls of Fire, yes.
Oh, okay.
No points, but potential steal, so we're still with Bonnie, the Gen Xer. And Bonnie, you can still get a point if you know the answer to this.
Okay, Bonnie, which singer starred alongside Steve Martin in the 2006 remake of The Pink Panther?
There's the 7 second buzzer. Question goes over to Amanda, the millennial. Amanda, you can get a point if you know the answer.
Wait, I know that, like, Kevin Klein was in that movie. I remember, like...
There's the 7 second. Beyonce. Beyonce is the correct answer. Yes.
You know, it was a woman. I can't remember who.
Okay.
I said woman.
Yeah. I know.
Well, that sucks. Since that was a potential steal, we're still with Amanda, the millennial. Amanda, you can still get a point if you know the answer to this question.
Okay, Amanda, you're going to get this one. What is the name of the 1989 baseball movie starring James Earl Jones and Kevin Costner?
Was that Field of Dreams?
James is correct. Yes, that is 1 point for Amanda, the millennial. Yay. We go down to Bonnie, the Gen Xer. Bonnie, you can tie it up if you know the answer to this.
Okay, Bonnie. In 2022, Bravo has plans to debut, or they did debut, a new Real Housewives franchise based in what city in the United Arab Emirates, known for its glamorous shopping and architecture?
Dubai?
Yes.
Dubai is correct.
Dubai, I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. Dubai.
Dubai is correct. We now have a tie game. So it's anybody's game. But we go back up to Amanda, the millennial. Amanda, you are one away from those Janet Jackson tickets, if you know the answer to this.
Okay, Amanda, you're a teacher. You're in the classroom at Celebration High School. No pressure. But Amanda, what gift does Rose find in her coat pocket at the end of Titanic?
Was that the necklace with the heart of the ocean?
Yes.
Necklace/heart of the ocean is correct. And there it is with 2 points. Congratulations, Amanda, the millennial. We're going to see Janet Jackson.
Like, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Chad and Leslie.
It is Magic 107.7. So before I go to sleep at night, I always take like 4 melatonin because, well, I have a 4-year-old dog and she keeps me up at night because she goes in and out and or she'll move into the other room to sleep. And she'll
so you take those melatonin, and just lay there as she sits by the door weeping?
Yeah, really doesn't do much of anything, to be honest with you, because I get up. And then when I try to get back to bed, I have to turn the TV on and sometimes I'll fall asleep or sometimes I'll end up watching the show. And so it posed an interesting question. What is the last show that you watched? And if you're the main character in that show, who are you?
Yeah, because everybody has, there's certain shows. In the afternoon, I will binge watch, because I tape House Hunters. When I need to take my nap in the afternoon, mm-hmm. I rarely get to what house they choose because I get to one, two, they show 3 houses and then they choose.
Okay.
But in the afternoon, I'm so tired before my nap, I usually get to 1 house or 2 house. At night, this is the only other show that I tape, and
what's
I
that?
Will watch this because I can watch this for a few hours, and bless his heart, I love him. He's my favorite guy.
Yeah.
He does put me to sleep.
Okay.
So I'm cruising down the road, and I see this joint called Millie's. I'm like, wait a second. I got a buddy named Millie. I got to check this out.
But I am Guy Fieri, so I often go to bed, and I feel like I'm in a Guy Fieri, like, trance. I'm like, that's the best dumpling I've ever had. That is the bomb dot dumpling comb.
You're trying to get some of that Guy Fieri chicken from Winter Park? Get that delivered.
He's
over here.
I know he's got a place right here. You know, his partners like John Morgan.
Well, he's got two. He's got one over at Disney Springs, and then one over at in Winter Park.
Well, that's probably why he's here so often. So what do you watch?
So
you can't fall asleep.
You're Guy Fieri.
I can watch Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives for hours.
You're Guy Fieri. Okay. Well, last night, the last show that I watched, The Golden Girls. I'm Sophia Petrillo.
Chad and Leslie.
Picture it, Sicily, 1922.
Okay, so Sophia's the little one.
Yeah, she's the older one. Yes,
why?
The older. She's Dorothy's mother.
Dorothy's mother. Of all four ladies, why is your personality most like Sophia's?
Well, because she was in the kitchen by herself, and that's when I turned the TV off. And if it's the last main character, since all four are kind of the main characters, Sophia would be the one that why.
So you slept with Sophia?
Well, no, I am Sophia.
Oh.
I'm not sleeping with Sophia. Let's get the question right, Leslie. The question we're asking you this morning is, you went to bed last night. You are the main character of the last TV show you watched. What show did you watch? And who was the main character?
Let us know. 407-916-1077.
It is Magic 107.7. He put the question out last night on our Insta story on Instagram at Magic 107.7. Say you were the main character from the last TV show you watched. I would be Sophia Petrillo from Golden Girls, because that was the last show I watched. And then Leslie would be Guy Fieri from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
There we go.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the show. I just don't know the show. Okay.
Triple D, you can actually say.
Triple D?
Yeah, Triple D. Allison Walker, she's a Triple D watcher from Channel 13. It's hers.
Who would you be?
So many. I'm going to just run through the answers because they're great. Fran Drescher from The Nanny. Alexis Carrington from Dynasty. Michelle Visage from RuPaul's Drag Race, Phoebe from Friends, Roseanne, Reba, Percy Jackson. Percy Jackson came up a couple times, or Annabeth, Loki, Jodie Foster from True Night Detective, the new one. That's her new show.
Yeah, it just came out.
Walter White from Breaking Bad. Annie would be June Osborne, Ed DeLine from Las Vegas, Heather Gray from Real Housewives of SLC. What is that? Real Housewives of
SLC. Salt Lake City?
Southern Lake County?
I don't know if that's correct or not. We'll play some of your phone calls coming up next. Hang on. Like it did all me. 66 degrees, Chad and Leslie, Magic 107.7. You are the character from the last TV show you watched. Who are you? Hi, good morning, Magic.
Good morning, Chad and Leslie. Good morning. I watched Pawn Stars last night.
Oh, ooh. So which one would you be?
I'd be Richard Harrison.
Richard Harrison. Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah. He's had a rough couple of weeks, I think, hasn't he?
He has. Yeah. But you know, a lot of times he makes the deals.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
He makes the deals, though.
Would you be a good Pawn Star? Not porn star, sir. Pawn Star.
Pawn Star.
Yes, okay. That was very uncomfortable.
Okay, we're going to go. Thank you for the call this morning. Hi, good morning, Magic 107.7. What was the last TV show you watched?
Law & Order SVU.
All right, so who would you be? What character would you be?
Detective Stabler.
Of course. Is there any other one?
Nice.
Yeah, what's your name?
Jim,
thanks for the call this morning. We appreciate it. Have a great Thursday.
You too.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye. Hi, good morning, Magic 107.7.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What was the last TV show you watched, and what was the main character?
Well, there's actually several main characters, but it's the Umbrella Academy.
Umbrella Academy, good show.
Oh, I've heard about that show.
So if you were one of the main characters, who would you be?
I like Klaus.
Klaus, okay. Klaus it is. What's your name?
Jamie,
thank you for the call this morning. Happy Thursday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good morning, Magic 107.7.
Good morning.
Good morning. What was the last show you watched, and if you were the main character, who would you be?
Last show I watched was Star Trek, the old one, and I guess I'd be Captain Kirk.
There you go.
Oh, nice.
Beat me up, Scotty. What's your... Sorry, that came out wrong. I didn't mean it for it to come out.
You meant exactly for it to come out like that.
What's your name?
Mary.
Mary, thanks for calling. Happy Thursday.
Hey, happy Thursday.
Thanks, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Chad and Leslie.
This traffic center is brought to you by the one and only attorney, Dan Newland.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have it. That's the Chad. That's the Chad.
Did you know that Earth's rotation is changing speed, Leslie?
Uh-oh, are we going faster or slower?
Actually slowing down.
Oh, that's good, okay.
This means that on average, the length of a day increases by 1.8 seconds per century. So 600 million years ago, a day lasted only 21 hours. Obviously, days are now 24 hours. So we're slowing down, and the day's apparently getting longer, according to the Earth's rotation.
But the doomsday clock
is still at, what, 90 seconds to midnight? So... Either way,
we're screwed.
Okay, there's your facts with Chad this morning. It's Magic 107.7. Waiting for the remix of that song called Hangry Eyes. 66 degrees with Chad and Leslie, Magic 107.7. A little bit of Hollywood news with a little bit of Orlando flavor this morning. Leslie Gale and the Lowdown.
Isn't Billy Joel on? No, Justin Timberlake dropping his new song today. 125, yeah. So that was
selfish.
Now I put that up on our Insta story because he's going to perform this weekend, New York, one show only. And I went for Justin Timberlake music, and it's on Instagram now. You can use Selfish.
Okay,
so it's on there. Yeah,
He's on SNL on Saturday night as well.
Well, speaking of nighttime TV, The Daily Show, didn't Trevor Noah or whatever, he got
Trevor
off
Noah
it,
was on
he
it, yeah.
he retired yeah. or went back. But anyway, they brought back a familiar face. A guy that can, he hosted the show, The Daily Show, from 99 to 2015. That's 16 years. He's coming out of retirement. He has a way of explaining things like nobody else does, at least in New York.
So let me explain something. Deep dish pizza is not only not better than New York pizza. It's not pizza.
Jon Stewart, he's coming back. He's only going to be hosting, though, one day a week, but he's going to be executive producing the whole show through 2025, and you're going to see like other correspondents fill in throughout the week. Yeah. So they're looking for Chad. I mean, not that I want to see you go, But they're looking for a...
I know that he's going to be doing it on Mondays. That's Mondays, the one day of the week that he's going to be doing.
So the rest of the... Tuesday through Thursdays. I don't think it's on Friday night. Tuesday through Thursday, they were having like fill-ins. But hey, they're looking for
a host.
Trying
to get rid of me?
No, I'm just saying. You'd be good late night.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stay up that late anymore. So this weekend, a lot of great football. The Taylor Swift Chiefs are going to be playing the Baltimore Ravens, the early game on Sunday, 3:30. And then the Lions take on San Francisco at 6:30. Taylor, meantime, is going to be, I just looked at some pictures. She was at Nobu last night. Nobu, is that what it is?
Nobu.
Nobu in New York with Patrick Mahomes' wife out the girl night on New York City while the guys are practicing, getting ready for the Sunday game. But she's having a dance party. Well, she's not going to be there, but Beachum, which formerly known as Zuma Beach, formerly known as Taboo. We got a call from somebody. He used to work at Zuma Beach.
I remember Zuma Beach. They take the napkins and they throw them all over the place. And then it turned into Taboo, which I remember working at the
Zuma
station.
Zuma Beach, then Taboo? Or is it Taboo, then Zuma?
No, Zuma Beach, then Taboo. And I remember working at the station down the hall, like doing a lot of stuff there on Friday and Saturday nights.
There's parts of Chad still at that place, and they're having a dance party tomorrow night. Oh, and we've got tickets. So if you and three of your friends would like to go, they gave us some four packs of tickets. Amanda called earlier. Give us a call, 407-916-1077. If you'd like to go, we'd like to hook you up. What a great, you know, downtown dance party tomorrow night. Get downtown and have some fun.
That about wraps up Thursday for us, Chad and Leslie. It is Magic 107.7. And let me tell you what, we got a busy weekend on hand. We got the Rolex over Volusia County, Daytona International Speedway.
So much traffic already. Even this morning, I'm like, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I-4 in Volusia County was busy. People coming in. They're arriving.
Or maybe you're headed down to South Florida this weekend because the Royal Rumble is over in St. Pete, over
amazing.
Tropicana Field, and you can watch that on the Peacock Network if you... if you'd like. So a lot happening in our backyard.
I'm surprised you're not going to that.
You know what? My best friend's going, and he has great tickets and great seats, and then he told me how much he paid for them. I'm like, I can't do that. I'm sorry.
Watch it from
I'm
home.
Just going to watch it from the privacy of my own home on my couch. So that's what I will be doing on Saturday
night. Where it's almost free.
Almost free. Well, it is, because I'm borrowing the Peacock Network from a friend of mine.
Oh, so you know what is free? We do have some more of those dance party tickets. We have some tickets that Beachum called us.
Yeah, Taylor Swift.
They're doing a dance. It's called Taylor's Version, a Swifties Dance Party, tomorrow night at the Beachum.
Yeah.
Formerly known as?
Zuma Beach, a.k.a. Taboo.
Right. And they gave us a couple of four packs. So you and your friends, you know, check us out. We put that on our Instagram at Magic107.7.
All right, yeah. So go to the Instagram and we'll score you. We'll give you four tickets to that tomorrow night. So enjoy the rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Friday!
5 a.m. right here on Magic107.7.
Magic107.7 FM HD. Online at Magic107.com. On your phone with the iHeartRadio app. And on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos. An iHeartRadio station.
This traffic center is brought to you by the one and only attorney Dan Newland.